This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
And good morning. Time once again for Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert on this Father's Day, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and By the Yard Outdoor Furniture. We'll talk to Jim in just seconds. Are you attracting all types of birds this spring? I hope you are. How about hummingbirds? Cardinal Corner has a spectacular selection of hummingbird feeders. Did you know those little birds must feed every 15 minutes or so? I told you, too, there's so much more than a bird seed store at Cardinal Corner. They have these, we mentioned this in the past, craft glass bird baths. They almost look like a flower. Birds will love splashing around in these new bird baths. The freshest bird seed, of course, in town you'll find. That's all you find at Cardinal Corner. What else should I tell you about? Oh, the monthly newsletter. All kinds of tips and stories. All you have to do is go online, sign up at cardinalcorner.com. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler in South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center location. Call them, 651-455-6556, or online at cardinalcorner.com. Get over there. You'll see that Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Happy Father's Day to you, Jim Gilbert, and all the dads out there.
Yes, same to you, Danny.
Thank you.
To you and the dads listening. Wow. I myself had a wonderful dad, and I try to be a good dad and grandfather. Every day I try, but
I think you're pretty successful at both, actually.
Anyway, we've got here in our yard on the northwest side of Lake Waconia, about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis, 59 degrees. So it has this touch of coolness this morning with a northwest wind. And you know, it's been sunny all morning, Denny, but now I'm noticing like this bank of darker clouds coming in from the west. Last night, we had here in our community the Waconia Band Festival. So we had 16 or 17 high school marching bands, and everything was going really well. And the bands are all great. And then the rain started. So poor Litchfield and Owatonna and Mankato and a few other bands got pretty wet, but they all went through, and music and the marching was tremendous. Sunrise today, 5:26, sunset, 9:02. So today in the Twin Cities, an area we have 15 hours, 36 minutes of daylight. We've gained 3 minutes of daylight since last Sunday, and 6 hours and 49 minutes is the total amount of daylight gained since last December 21st, the winter solstice. Now, 2 days from now, June 20th, we reach the astronomical first day of summer. It's the June solstice when summer begins in the northern hemisphere, and we experience the longest daylight period of the year, 15 hours, 36 minutes here in the Twin Cities area. And not counting seconds, we will experience 8 days in a row of 15 hours and 36 minutes of daylight. And that started yesterday, the 17th of June, and goes to next Saturday, June 24th. So next Sunday, Danny, we lose our first minute of daylight.
Here we go.
Sorry to report. So enjoy these long, long daylight periods of time now. And so by astronomy standard, summer begins at 11:24 p.m. this coming Tuesday, the 20th of June. The Earth's orbit is positioned so that the North Pole end of the axis leans a full 23.5 degree angle toward the sun, giving all parts of the Earth north of the Arctic Circle constant daylight. Here in Minnesota, Winona in the southeast will have 15 hours, 30 minutes of daylight. Halleck, in the extreme northwestern part of our state, will have 16 hours and 15 minutes. That's 45 minutes more than Winona. And many people have had a chance to get into Canada at this time of the year, or maybe Alaska, or maybe even farther north, way north in Canada, and experience the land of the midnight sun. It's incredible. Say, the normal high for today, 80, normal low, 60. Records for today, June 18th in the Twin Cities, high 98, set in 1953, low of 39, set in 1876, and the most rain we've ever had on this date is 1.21 inches on this date, 1865 here in the Twin Cities. Lots of things happening outdoors right now. Gardeners are picking ripe strawberries, delicious fruit high in vitamin C. Cattails are shedding pollen, and white water lilies are blooming. The large mint green colored Luna moths sometimes gather around outside lights. I haven't seen one yet this year, but this is the time to see them. There are two reports of other large silkworm moths that have been seen lately, the Polyphemus. One was spotted by Art and Barb Straub in the Sewer Henderson area, the Polyphemus moth. And then the big Cecropia moth, that's the largest of the moths. Sometimes 5.5 to 6 inch wingspan, the Cecropia moth. One was seen just near Faribault just the last few days. Serviceberry and red mulberries are ripe and ripening. Birds and us outdoor enthusiasts enjoy these juicy wild fruits. The peak time to see fireflies, lightning bugs, is now and into early July. Look for these tiny lights over meadows and grassy ditches not far from woodlands. We see close to 15 species of these soft-bodied beetles called fireflies in Minnesota. Look for the first firefly flashing about 35 minutes after sunset. I've been timing them lately. Waterfowl are mostly all in flightless condition now as they molt their wing feathers. And trumpeter swans are seen with their young, which are called cygnets, while turkey hens can be seen with small young called poults. On these warm evenings, watch for common nighthawks flying, calling, and feeding over most of our cities and towns. They nest on rooftops. By 9:40, nearly all chimney swifts are in their chimney roosting sites. Juvenile muskrats and eastern chipmunks are out and about. Red fox kits play outside their dens. Most white-tailed deer fawns have been born. Julie Brophy from Victoria notes that first, young eastern chipmunks were out in her yard last Sunday the 11th, and the first firefly they saw Tuesday evening the 13th, and now, of course, there's many more fireflies out. This past Friday the 16th, tree swallow young fledged from a nesting box in Julie and Bill's yard. Black-capped chickadees continue to be fed as these have fledged, but continue to be fed by their parents. And there's one more bird here. I can't find it. Oh, yeah. Baltimore Orioles are, and the young ones are being fed by their parents in the nest. Do we have time for a few more?
Sure.
In northern Minnesota and Wisconsin, young common loons are seen with their parents on many of the lakes. Lilacs are still blooming in Duluth, and lilacs and crabapple trees can be seen blooming along the north shore of Lake Superior. June is rose month, when we can experience the most blossoms from many types of roses. At the University of Minnesota Landscape Arboretum, located along State Highway 5, about 2 miles west of Chanhassen, many of the shrub roses and garden roses are very close to bloom peak. Beautiful. I saw them just the other day. This is also one place you can still see the official Minnesota state flower. That by still see, I mean they're still blooming. It's the floral emblem of Minnesota called the Showy Pink and White Lady Slipper in bloom. But if you want to see them, get there in the next few days because they're really great. But, you know, none of these plants last forever in their full bloom state. David and Mary Brislands, who live on the ridge above Lake Superior at Lutzen, report wild lupins, which is an introduced plant from the states of Washington and Oregon. Anyway, the wild lupins are blooming with a dazzling display of purple and some pink and white ones along the North Shore and area. Because of more than adequate rain this year, David says the plants are nice and tall. Dragonflies of several kinds are on the wing and numerous there. Painted lady butterflies, Canadian tiger butterflies are numerous. Northern bluebells, bunchberry, starflower, clintonia are some of the native blooming wildflowers. Four young sawwood owls fledged from a tree cavity a couple of days ago. And lilacs have begun blooming up in Grand Marais, David and Mary report. David and Diana Herring, who live near Waterville, report that alfalfa hay is looking good. The second crop cutting should start soon. First deer flies appeared last week, and by Thursday, June 15th, just a couple days ago, became very numerous and bothersome. They have watched a brown thrasher parent feeding a juvenile that recently fledged. Their son, Captain Rob Herring, from Optima Charters out of Canal Park in Duluth, reports that yesterday morning at 9:30, the surface temperature of Lake Superior was 51 degrees. 51. Wow. 2 miles off the Lester River. And fishing has been good. They have been catching both king and coho salmon, plus lake and brown trout. And I should say that here we've got 74-degree water temperature of Lake Waconia, and I was at the Inton Marina just getting the temperature just late yesterday afternoon, and I asked the people there, I said, what kind of fish are by? They said, sunfish. Mm. Sunfish. Yeah. We've had 36 hundredths of an inch of rain here, by the way, last night and early this morning in our yard.
Well, you know what? I've got an idea, and I know you do too, about folks that maybe are last-minute gift buyers for Dad today.
Yep, yep.
That's by the yard. Jim and I both have this furniture, respective outdoor furniture, at our homes. And it's you know, one thing I haven't mentioned, you don't have to worry about cushions, you know, to bring in the rain. Not only is Jim and I, we talk about how substantial the furniture it is, it's not going to blow away. You leave it outside. You're in and you're out. You're not going to see it fade. And if you're the procrastinating kind and still don't have something for Dad, Jim and I urge you to go on their website, buytheyard.net, click on gift certificate, and do that. Isn't that a great idea? Let Dad pick out his own furniture.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, buytheyard.net. I'm going to give you a phone number, too. A lot of folks call and get their catalog after Jim's show. That's 1-877-220-0448. They want to wish all the fathers out there happy Father's Day from that CCO Land company called Buy the Yard. Dad's going to love this furniture, buytheyard.net. Check it out today. Jim and I love it. Good stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know, I should mention you're talking about, you know, having pillows out there and for the comfort. You know, this furniture, we've got a couple of rockers and there's others too. It's comfortable to sit on. You don't even need a pillow.
No, you don't whatsoever. No, it's very comfortable. And
the way it was just, wow.
All sorts of styles and colors, et cetera. Get that color catalog. Jim, we have, I'd say about 2 minutes or so to go.
Okay, Keith Rado from Faribault reports now, as of just a couple days ago, 291 Eastern Bluebird young have fledged from his Bluebird Trail. And he says fireflies are out. And in that area, Lisa and Tom Bovers from Faribault, on the 15th, that would be Thursday, saw 11 species of butterflies, including the Great Spangled Fritillary, Baltimore butterflies, the Buckeye, Red Spotted Purple, Hackberry, Red Admirals, and others. And they said first fireflies were out on June 10th and now are very numerous. Art and Barb Straub, from Le Sueur Henderson area, report that lots of butterflies were hatching out this past week. They even saw a spicebush butterfly, which is not very common, and said many eastern tiger swallowtail butterflies. Young woodchucks are out and about. And three nests of killdeers hatched out on Thursday. This is all in the Henderson area. They've been teaching a class for young people, 6 to 10 years old, called The Nature Neighbors, and these kids have been out exploring and noticing lots of dragonflies lately, and we like to see them around because they're the ones that we call mosquito hawks and catch many mosquitoes. Let's see, there's so many other things here. I'm trying to think. Okay, Matt Chute, from the Twin Cities area, naturalist Matt Chute, works at the Landscape Arbor and Leading Hikes, but he was in Wabasha, his hometown, on Thursday. In 3 hours, saw 9 butterfly species, including the hackberry emperor, buckeye, viceroy, red-spotted purple, 43 species of birds, including both eastern and western meadowlarks, and he noticed an influx of dick thistles. Several people reported that this year. Cliff swallows numerous, moving up and down the Mississippi River, and he says, at the Weaver Dunes, the wildflowers are stupendous. Prairie larkspur, Canada anemone, goat's beard, seed heads, American vetch, all kinds.
Well,
so that's about it for this week.
Well, I hope you have a tremendous Father's Day, and I hope you get a chance to see a bunch of your kids, grandkids, and enjoy. I think it's going to be a pretty good weather day for the most part.
Oh, it is. Oh, and I should say, too, Ray and Marlene Simon from Northville report fireflies very numerous there. Honeybees are busy feeding on the white clover on lawns.
And I should remind our listeners, those that sent emails, we're going to forward those to you, so look for those in the mail too, Jim.
Yes, and your trip to the Washington,
yes,
D.C. area sounds great.
Well, and a week from next 2 weekends, Jim, Steve Thompson will be filling in for me because we're going to Bryce and Zion and those beautiful Grand Canyon next weekend. So we'll have to report when we come back. I'll talk with you in about 3 weeks. How's that?
And yes, have a safe trip.
All
that
right.
Sounds wonderful. I love Bryce and all those places.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Jim. Again, happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Same to you. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.